Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers as we host the first statewide televised lieutenant governor debate between State Senator Mark Hutchison and Assemblywoman Lucy Flores on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association. Together, we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. And the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question three.
Your business deserves the absolute best in workers' compensation? You should know that not all workers' comp is equal. With Pro Group Management, your business is all that matters. What do you receive for your premium dollar? Professional risk management team, top-rated claim service, customer care team, website access to your full account? It's all in the numbers. You can upgrade your dollars and make them stretch farther and more efficiently. Call us today. You deserve the best. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
What has the massive Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center contributed to Northern Nevada, and just in the past few years? Well, they're home to 130 industrial companies, manufacturing, distribution, clean energy, occupying over 12 million square feet of industrial space, and employing over 6,000 Nevadans. That's incredible. All in less than 5 years. And with over 100,000 acres to go, we're just getting started. The Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to host the first lieutenant governor's race debate that will be televised statewide. And we want to welcome Assemblywoman Lucy Flores, Democrat, and Republican State Senator Mark Hutchison to the program. We tossed a coin earlier, and Lucy Flores won, and she elected to go second. So please start, Mark, with your opening statement for 2 minutes.
Well, Sam, first, thank you for the opportunity to be here. I'm happy to be here with Assemblywoman Flores for an opportunity to talk about our views and our positions on various subjects. And I want to just start with a little bit of background. I'm a third-generation Nevadan. I've got 6 children. We're all the product of public education in Nevada. We've lived really the American dream in Nevada. I had an opportunity to go to high school in Las Vegas. I graduated from Bonanza High School there, went on and had an opportunity to go to college and then law school. But before I ever did that, I began throwing newspapers when I was 11 years old for the Review Journal. And then I went to work for a company called Ahern Rentals, where my father worked his entire life, 45 years. And I worked very hard from the time I was 12 years old until I went all the way through college. Had an opportunity then to go to a professional school, come back, start a business for myself, see that business succeed from a lot of hard work, have an opportunity to employ almost 100 people, and really have had a wonderful life in Nevada. Had a chance to coach my children in sports, be very active in my church, have a chance to be involved very actively in the community, and just really have a wonderful love for Nevada and all the opportunities it provides for us. And so, having lived the American dream in Nevada, I want to be able to provide that opportunity to as many Nevadans as possible. All Nevadans deserve an opportunity to live the Nevada dream and to live the American dream. And we do that really through providing jobs, economic opportunities for our families, strengthening our families through those opportunities. We provide that by a quality education so our children can have the opportunity to be upward and mobile and have a real future for themselves. And I think that's what Nevadans want. As I've traveled throughout the state, I've been running now for over a year, and I've gone all over the state of Nevada. I've been to just about every corner of the state. And over again, what Nevadans tell me is they're looking for opportunities for themselves, for their children, to live the American dream. And I think that's what we do at our best when we, as public servants, give Nevadans that opportunity. So I'm grateful to have an opportunity
to run. I'm calling time here. Assemblyman Flores, you have 2 minutes.
Thank you, Sam, for having me again. It's a pleasure to be back. I decided to run for lieutenant governor not for some political reason, but because I understand the challenges that everyday Nevadans are facing. And I experienced those very same challenges when I was growing up in my district, the district I currently represent. When I started having problems at home, my mother left my family when I was 9. I fell in with the wrong crowd. There weren't a whole lot of resources available to me, despite me being a gifted and talented education student. When I started doing poorly, there wasn't a whole lot available for me. And so I quickly fell in with the wrong crowd, and I ended up on juvenile parole by the time I was 15 years old. By 17, I was a high school dropout. And so for me, I didn't experience a change until someone came into my life, a series of mentors and role models, then continued helping me. And I got lucky. I got lucky that they helped me change my life and that I'm here with you today as an assemblywoman and as an attorney and not as something else. And so I believe that every single person in Nevada should have the opportunity to be successful. And your outcome of your life should not be dependent on luck, the way it was for me. And so I believe that we need to make the appropriate investments in education and the investments in job training and retraining opportunities, and that the people of Nevada, everyone, regardless of where you come from or where you happen to live, should be entitled to the opportunity to be successful in this state. And so I believe that the leaders of Nevada should stand up to wealthy special interests and should fight every single day for the people of Nevada, the everyday Nevadan who can't afford a corporate lobbyist. And we should do our part to ensure that everyone has the same opportunities that I had. And so I very much look forward to the people of Nevada continuing to support me, for me to continue the work that I have done in the legislature. I have a demonstrated record of success in the legislature and fighting for the everyday Nevadan. And that's what I will continue to do as lieutenant governor. So thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. We now go to our beginning of our questioning. Get 1 minute to answer, and then if required, a 30-minute rebuttal is allowed. And I'm going to throw the first question to you, Assemblywoman. The interest in this race is partially due to the narrative that Governor Sandoval might run for the U.S. Senate in 2016, although he has denied this. If he wins, the winner of this race will become governor. Why should Nevadans feel that either one of you could fill those shoes, since both of you lack extensive political experience?
Well, first and foremost, it's certainly a valid question. One of the obligations of the lieutenant governor is to stand in should the governor vacate that post or not be available. And so that being said, I have a successful track record of accomplishment in the legislature. I would either be running for my third reelection or doing this. And so I am one of the most effective legislators in Carson City. When you look at the legislation that I introduced or co-sponsored, more than 75% of my legislation was signed by a Republican governor. And so I have been able to work across the aisle to work with my Republican colleagues to get things done. In addition to the fact that I have just demonstrated throughout my entire life that I'm an incredibly hard worker, that I do not give up, and that if it means achieving something for our community, achieving something that's good, that I'm going to continue working at it until it's done.
All right, Senator Hutchison.
Well, it is a good question, because the lieutenant governor becomes governor if for any reason the governor can't serve. I'll tell you that all my discussions with the governor, he's focused on 2014 just like I am. He loves being governor. I think the things that would qualify me to become lieutenant governor would qualify me to, in the chance that the governor wasn't able to finish out his term to be governor. I'm currently a state senator. I would serve as the president of the Senate as lieutenant governor. I was a legislator known for working across the aisle. You can ask any of my Senate colleagues, Democrats or Republican. I was a problem solver, get it done, solution-oriented individual. I've served on commissions before. I spent 6 years on the Nevada Commission on Ethics, chaired that commission. Would be prepared to step into the role as lieutenant governor, as the chairman of the Commission on Tourism. I've also started my own business, run a business, know what it's like to sign the front of a paycheck, employ people, deal with government, I know what we need to do to get business working in Nevada and continue bringing businesses here in Nevada. So I think those things all would qualify me for both positions.
Okay, and we'll take a break and we'll come back with more with the Lieutenant Governor's debate after this.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
From your house to the White House, the folks at D&D Roofing can get it fixed with their eyes closed.
The doctors at iCare Associates specialize in surgical and medical treatments to maximize your vision results. They can change the way you look at the world.
LipiFlow is an exciting new technology used in the treatment of chronic dry eye disease.
The procedure is quick, usually about 12 minutes, virtually painless, and performed in their surgical suite. Don't let dry eyes interfere with your life.
We perform a comprehensive evaluation to determine whether or not you will benefit from LipiFlow.
Your sight is critical. Call iCare Associates for an appointment.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Through our history, the trucking industry has changed a lot. Today's environmentally compliant trucks are cleaner than ever. And through safety initiatives and technology, we've reduced the number of truck-related fatalities by 73%. This is due to the dedication of the hardworking men and women in the trucking industry, who safely deliver 69% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with our Lieutenant Governor debate. The next question goes to State Senator Mark Hutchison. The Lieutenant Governor is also a major player in economic development, sitting on the Nevada Economic Development Board. We all celebrate the jobs and prosperity the huge Tesla battery gigafactory could bring to our state. But the growth will also impact the Northern Nevada infrastructure, including roads, schools, and public safety. What are some of your plans to ease the burden of these issues if you're elected?
Well, the most important thing that we brought with Tesla, in my view, was opportunity. Opportunity for growth economically, opportunities for jobs. You know, one of the most important things I think that we can do as a government is to provide the environment for job growth and economic development and opportunity. Jobs, a good job will solve so many challenges, Sam, in terms of the impact that we have on our schools, on our social services, and on law enforcement. So good jobs solve a lot of those challenges. Are there going to be challenges that come with Tesla? Are there going to be impacts on infrastructure and on schools and that sort of thing? Yes, one of the things we planned into the legislation was anticipating that there would be those kind of impacts. Tesla's agreed to pay education funding, for example, agreed to pay some research money down to UNLV, has agreed to do what they can to help lighten the load there. But I think we need to continue to work very hard with Tesla and see them continue to make those kind of commitments. And in addition to that, as we grow...
I've got to call time on you.
Okay.
All right, so you've got a minute and a half here to answer the same question.
Sure. Well, first and foremost, it's absolutely a valid concern. Of course, it's going to create good job opportunities, and we will have the opportunity to, as the economic activity increases, to, of course, collect sales taxes and the various revenue that's still coming into the local governments. However, that is a valid concern in terms of the schools and our roads and the things that have to support the increased growth. Unfortunately, my opponent passed on supporting a bill that would have allowed the Washoe School District to improve on the buildings and to repair the very old structures of our schools here in Washoe County, and it was incredibly needed, and they punted it to the Washoe County School District, and you can see, the Washoe County Commission. And you can see that that did not occur. And so we have to focus on ensuring that our school districts and the infrastructure that we need has the appropriate revenue that they need in order to deal with this. Tesla is going to give a certain amount of funding to the schools. However, that's not for several years. And so we have to deal with these issues as they come up. And I'm looking forward to working and figuring out how we're going to deal with this next legislative session.
Senator, would you like 30 seconds for rebuttal?
Sure. I'm a person who believes that local government ought to solve local problems and issues. And I think that many of my fellow legislators felt the same way. If there are issues in Clark County regarding school matters, particularly school construction and school infrastructure, I think that's best handled by local authorities. Same thing in Washoe County. Those entities, those government entities that are closest to the parents and closest to the issue, make the best decisions. Now, I'm all in favor of finding ways to increase infrastructure spending and capital improvements. I just toured Hug High School. I know there's a big need for that. We need to do that as well at the legislature. But local governmental authorities closest to the people tend to make the best decisions.
Okay. The next question is specifically for you, Senator.
Yeah.
As a major supporter of the Tesla deal, can you defend the lack of transparency in the process when the negotiations included $1.3 billion in potential tax abatements?
Oh, I think that those negotiations were ongoing for, I think almost a year. And as you know, we were in very hot negotiations with other states. I was not involved in the negotiations itself. You know, that I think came out of the GOED. And I think that there were some very, very challenging circumstances there. We had Texas and California and New Mexico and Arizona all competing. And by necessity, I can tell you as a business lawyer, a lot of times those business transactions and those business discussions, are confidential. And if you don't agree to those terms, then they're not going to negotiate with you. The bottom line, though, was at the end of that conclusion of those negotiations, we got Tesla. And it's the buzz all across the country. And those states wanted it so bad, they were willing to fight as hard as we were, but ultimately we got it. And it's going to result in more jobs and more economic opportunities, which is going to bless the lives of the Nevadans.
Do you want to rebut it?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I am very proud of the job that we did as Democrats during the process of approving and looking at the proposal, because transparency is important and accountability is important. And we were able to work those measures into these negotiations, finalize these negotiations. And quite frankly, that is why I intend to do what I intend to do as Lieutenant Governor, is to not be a rubber stamp. Just because the governor or GOED or anybody else for that matter comes in and says, this is a great idea, do it, we're not just going to automatically say, yes, fantastic. There needs to be a process of accountability.
And that brings me to my next question, which is specifically for you. In an interview with the Reno Gazette Journal editorial board, you suggested concerns with aspects of Governor Sandoval's deal with Tesla Motors, specifically the lack of a prevailing wage on the construction site. Why did you not voice these concerns during the special later session on the Tesla deal?
Well, actually, Sam, the question is, what would you have done differently if it was you negotiating that plan from the very beginning? And so I named a couple of things that potentially we could have negotiated different. Once that package arrived to us at the legislature, it was essentially a done deal. We were attempting to do as much as we could to provide transparency, to provide the accountability measures that were necessary. Certainly, if we could have gotten prevailing wage, that's absolutely something that I would have fought for at the beginning, at the front end, certainly not at the back end once we got the package. But sure, I said, do we believe that? Do I believe that we could have gotten something better? Potentially, but of course we'll never know. But I certainly believe that the people of Nevada got a very good deal, and that is a very good thing for the people of Nevada.
Did you want to rebut?
I agree that the Tesla deal is great for Nevadans. You know, what you put together a negotiation with another party who has a lot of opportunities throughout the country. You put together a package, you negotiate a deal, you get the best terms that you can, and then you bring it to the legislature, which is exactly what the governor did. We had full access to his staff, full access to everybody who was involved in that process, asked all the hard questions, and at the end of the day, four bills passed unanimously. And I think that was the right thing. It was the right thing for us, and it was a credit to our state.
All right, and that's where we're going to leave it for this segment. We'll be back with one more segment with the Lieutenant Governor's debate after this.
The second annual Nevada Newsmakers Goes to Washington is brought to you by Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. The Nevada Trucking Association, trucks move America forward. The Nevada Mining Association, mining for Nevada's future. Valley Electric Association, together we are doing powerful things. Learn more at vea.coop. and the Nevada Franchised Auto Dealers Association, who are part of the coalition that urges a no vote on question 3.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. The Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
I'm workers' comp attorney Jay Short. I grew up on a family farm, and I know the value of hard work. I also know how devastating an on-the-job injury can be. Trusting the right workers' compensation lawyer can make all the difference in getting you and your family back on your feet. At my office, workers' compensation is all we do. We've been helping Nevada's injured workers for over 20 years. We'd like to help you.
If you've been hurt on the job, call attorney Jay Short at 786-2006. Work comp is all we do.
One family, one owner, serving Northern Nevada since 1964. As your Couture dry cleaner and alteration specialist, and the only cleaner of fine French linen. From Deluxe Laundry, our signature brand, to our expert drapery, blind, and window treatment cleaning service. From handbag cleaning in a clutch, to a nationalized partner in textile restoration. Bobby Pages, 50 years of innovation. We're not just a dry cleaner, we're your neighborhood textile group. Visit us at bobbypages.com.
Want to spruce up the look of your home at an affordable price? Best investment you can make is a new garage door. And now, we have every garage door on sale at Thompson Garage Doors. Pick the color. Pick the style you want. We have hundreds of doors in stock, ready for immediate installation. You'll be amazed at what your new garage door can do for your home. Sales on now. We're Thompson Garage Doors. Give us a call or stop in and see us.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue with the Lieutenant Governor's debate here between Assemblywoman Lucy Flores and State Senator Mark Hutchison. For Senator Hutchison, how do you balance the fact that you led Nevada's fight against Obamacare, then voted for its implementation on three separate votes in the Nevada legislature?
Well, I led the constitutional challenge to Obamacare. The question was, should Congress have the authority, and does the Congress have the authority to force Nevadans and Americans to buy a product on the penalty of the government imposing fines and penalties on you if you don't? The Supreme Court answered no. Congress doesn't have that authority. In terms of providing health care, I supported the governor's budget that expanded Medicaid, provided opportunities for those who need it most to have access to health care. I think there are a lot of opportunities and plans out there. Obamacare, I think, though, has not been right for Nevada. We've seen prices go up for the government, for patients, for those who are insured. We've seen people get kicked off their health care. There are other ways to make sure that we provide affordable access to health care. And Obamacare was not it. I just don't think it's right for Nevada. We could have put everybody on Medicaid, Sam, and done it a lot less expensive than what we've gone through here. I think that most people ought to. And I think most people do recognize that this has been a challenge, and we ought to find ways to address that.
Would you like a 15-second rebuttal?
15 seconds.
Yeah. We're running out of time.
I don't believe, first of all, I vehemently disagree with my opponent's stance on this. The fact that we have an affordable health care now for so many Nevadans that you cannot get kicked off of your insurance, that you can insure your children when they're in college. Quite frankly, my father was able to get expanded insurance and saved hundreds and hundreds of dollars because he had an urgent medical need not too long ago. And I'm very happy that my opponent failed in his attempt to take those benefits away from the people of Nevada.
Okay. For you, at the end of 2013 legislative session, a poll compiled by reporter Ed Vogel and printed in the Las Vegas Review Journal ranked you as the worst assembly member. How do you respond to that?
Well, it's actually no surprise, given my record of accomplishment and achievement, that the insiders don't like me a whole lot. And that's what that poll was. It was a poll of a handful of people, political insiders, who apparently voiced some displeasure in the things that I do. But I will never apologize for being a fighter for my community, for achieving really good things. And clearly, I'm pretty good at my job, given that over 75% of the legislation that I introduced was not only passed by the legislature, but signed by a Republican governor.
All right, and we now get to the point where we have a minute each we have 30 seconds each, but we'll have a little bit of extra time, so go ahead and do your closing statement, Lucy.
Well, first of all, thank you for the opportunity, Sam. I really just want to convey to the people of Nevada that if you want someone who is going to fight for the everyday Nevadan every single day, who has a record of accomplishment, who has a record of demonstrated leadership, then I am the person for Lieutenant Governor. If you want someone who is not going to be a rubber stamp, someone who is willing to go up against those political insiders, then that person is me. And I very much look forward to continuing to talk with the people of Nevada and to continue earning their support in November.
And Senator Hutchison?
Sam, thank you. Thank you as well for the opportunity. And Assemblywoman Flores, thank you for being here with me as well. I'm grateful for the opportunity to run for Lieutenant Governor. I want Nevadans to understand that I've lived the American dream in Nevada, and I want them all, I want every Nevadan to live the American dream in Nevada. I want them to have strong jobs and economic opportunities, to have strong families, to have upwardly mobile opportunities for their children through a good quality education. I think I will be an effective partner with Brian Sandoval to continue the Nevada comeback. He and I think, have worked closely together in the past, and in the future, as governor and lieutenant governor, will continue to see Nevada's comeback.
Thank you both very much. We appreciate you being here. Good luck on Election Day.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
Let us help you get back on track and fight for the compensation you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
Let's play it. Let's roll for sound.
All right.
Take one, marker.
I was kind of debating between colleges, and I kept seeing commercials. When I decided to call, it was exciting. I was finally getting my life together. It was important to me to have the flexibility from Carrington because I was able to work during the day and still go to school at night and take care of my daughter. The classes were fun. It was all hands-on work. That was the fastest 10 months ever. I think medical assisting is a good way to start off. That way I can get my foot in the door. There's always room to grow in the medical field.
Carrington is the starting point for healthcare careers. And with our fixed tuition guarantee, your lowest possible rate is locked in for the length of your program. Call or visit carrington.edu/FTG to learn how to qualify.
Going to Carrington made me realize that I can do a lot more than I thought I could. Just seeing that I have made it this far, and I'm happy for myself.
Carrington College, the starting point for healthcare careers.
A new day is dawning in Nevada. A day that puts you in charge of your finances. A day when one financial institution can provide you with the cash you need. Loans custom tailored to fit your situation. Check cashing and gold buying services when you don't need a loan at all. Money orders free every day. It's all about you and your financial needs. Experience the Check City difference.
There is a lot at stake when you've been seriously injured.
But what happens next is critical. That's why you need expert legal representation.
We've worked for the insurance companies, and we will fight for every dollar you deserve.
Galloway and Jensen, we fight for you.
On our next broadcast, we're talking telemedicine with Dr. Eugene Sonfone. We'll see you on the next broadcast.